You know, I've been thinking about how long that I was with the Baltimore Orioles as a player and how long I've been in Baltimore. And as you know, the Orioles came to town in 1954, and I signed with the Orioles in 1955. I think it was John Eisenberg, a sports columnist with the Baltimore paper, or maybe just freelanced around, but he wrote a book about the history of the Orioles. In reading John's book, I found out that I've seen every Oriole player in the history of the Orioles, and that goes back for a lot of memories. There's only about four or five players that I did not see in a uniform. So you see, I do have a lot of wonderful memories, and most of them are sitting right out there. I was fortunate to play at the best of the times with the greatest players, all-stars at just about every position. As I look here, Boog Powell. Where are you, Boog, anyway? Oh, I don't know how I missed you. The best friend that anyone could ever have. I love you, Boog. You know, here's a guy who had 400 home runs, would have had 500 if he played in another ballpark somewhere. But the problem is he never won a gold glove. And I'm here to tell you, this guy could field. Great hands. In fact, he never let me forget it. You know, every time I'd make a bad throw to Boog, he'd have to scoop it out of the dirt. Well, he'd come in and put a little mark on the wall. So at the end of the year, he would come over and he would say, 15 errors I signed for Brooks. He'd come to me, he said, Brooks, give me that golden glove, man. Plus, he never lets me forget that he had more stolen bases than me. I tell you, Boog, I looked for that signal for my whole career, and I never got it. So, you know. And Jim Palmer, the greatest Oriole pitcher in the history. And one of the greatest pitchers in the history of baseball. Three-time Cy Young, and I'm telling you, he was 20 years old, facing 30-year-old Sandy Koufax back in 66, and he got the best of Koufax. That was the nice part about it. And Paul Blair, my good friend Paul Blair. I guess if you ask a lot of people, the consensus of the best center fielder you've ever seen, they would come back with, oh, Willie Mays. Well, I'm here to tell you, Paul Blair was Willie Mays. And he could hit, too. And, of course, if you want to go way back, we were called our first real good year when we won a lot of games, chased the Yankees right down to the wire. That was 1960, and one of the head starlets of that pitching staff was Milt Pappas from Detroit, signed with the Orioles right after I did, but Milty, we're glad to see you. Won over 100 games in the American League, went to the National League, and won 102. Then there's my good friend, Ronnie Hansen. Ronnie, where are you, pal? We roomed together. I signed in 55. He signed in 56. We roomed together for a couple years. 1960 was the rookie of the year for the Orioles. Then there's Frank Robinson. What can I say about this guy? Someone would ask me, who are the greatest players that you've ever seen in the history of the game? And I'd say, well, you know, you got Mickey Mantle, you got Hank Aaron, and you got Willie Mays. Those are the three best. They could hit with power, run, field, throw. And I want to tell you something. This guy should be right with them. He is just as good as they were. And then Eddie Murray. I call him Tired, T-I-R-E-D. But he came, my last year was his first year. And when he came, I kind of took him under my arm and told him how to hit. And he went on and got over 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. I taught you well, Eddie.